Good morning, everybody, and thank you for joining us today. I'm going to talk today about the difference between social media and social marketing. And I have no relationship to disclose. So social marketing in recent years has been gaining more attention in the public health arena. We can see more academic programs and continuing education opportunities, more application of social marketing by... Is that good? Okay. More application of social marketing by federal agencies and not-for-profit organizations. We have more professional organizations, conferences, meeting, and publications around the globe. And finally, we have national objectives, the Healthy People 2020, that intend to increase the offerings of academic offerings in social marketing and the utilization of social marketing by departments of health. Yet, we face a problem. Many professionals and lay people are not clear enough about social marketing and the approach and misuse the term oftentimes. In addition, the increase in social media popularity and social media marketing specifically has created much confusion about these two. We see many professionals are using this term interchangeably, and oftentimes I hear in conferences professionals, public health professionals, that claim to use social media strategies while in fact they are using social media tools and missing the opportunity to approach specific segments and implement effective projects. So my intention today is to clarify this confusion and have you gained the understanding how these two differ, and perhaps you'll decide to use social media, social marketing in your work. So for that, I will start in the days of post-World War II until the present with commercial marketing. Back then, the commercial marketing field was thriving, and marketers understood they need to invest efforts in understanding their audiences in order to tailor most appropriately and effective campaigns. So they made all their merchandise, their product, very accessible, easy, fun to use, and they were very successful about it, selling us things that we don't necessarily need or healthy for us, or things we don't really want, and make them feel fun and good and made us want to use them. They became so successful that sometimes they didn't even use words or used only a few of them. And who in this room doesn't know what just do it means? In other occasions, they were selling us some experiences and feelings before selling the product itself. And the consumer wants to achieve those feelings of coziness and loving and being sexy by purchasing and using the product. So how does that relate to us today? In 1951, the success of commercial marketing sparked an idea amongst behavioral scientists, applying strategies to promote health-related behavior and social change. And these words of Weeb, why can't you sell brotherhood and rational thinking like you sell soap, were published in the Public Opinion Quarterly and were the first ones to ignite the social marketing idea. Later in 1971, Kotler and Zeltman were the ones to coin the actual social marketing term, and they were exploring how marketing techniques can be used to promote behavioral change. Today, the formal definition of social marketing by the International Social Marketing Association is this, but basically what social marketing does, it makes us public health professionals think like marketers, and as such, we use some principle used to sell Coke or Nike or McDonald's or any other product in our efforts to make health-related changes, health behavior-related changes. So social marketing interventions are being used increase of healthy food consumption, reduction of DUIs, preventing of smoking, family planning, water conservation, and many more topics. Now I'll go back earlier in time. Earlier venues of social media has started much, much earlier than social marketing or marketing at all. And some will say that the first clay tablets are the first function of social media. But in the dot-com era, some will say that the reply all button is the first function, and who did not make this mistake once or twice? But most definitely, social media is associated with the ample option for social networking sites, and I will not try to list them all. So while social marketing is a discipline that utilizes marketing techniques to promote behavior change, social media is a communication channel, typically a two-way communication. And the term is used to describe a variety of web-based platforms, applications, and technologies that enable people, individuals, or groups interact with one another online. Today, more than half of internet users have two or more social media accounts, either Twitter, Facebook, ResearchGate, Snapchat, and the list goes on, and that opens the door to reach wide range of audiences and makes Mark Zuckerberg's mission really feasible. Some of the uses of social media, and I won't list them all, is sharing of information and ideas, connecting with families, with friends, and sometimes with strangers, creating groups and community with common interests, providing support, spreading news, communicate updates during emergencies, playing video games with people that are not there with you in the room, sending messages, describing, reviewing, commenting, and ranking pretty much everything, restaurants, books, movies, our research work, and so forth, and also promoting marketing and consumer relations. Back to social marketing. When designing a social marketing initiative, we need to focus on these eight elements. So first and foremost, we need to be consumer-oriented and put our consumers in the center, understanding our priority audiences, how they live, what their behavior are, what they're doing, why they're doing it, what their beliefs and attitudes. We identified a specific measurable behavior that we want our target audience to adopt. We're using social and behavioral or any theoretical framework that can support our work. Then we segment and we try to reach the most lower hanging fruits. And this is a very different way of thought for public health professionals and marketers. So instead of those that need us the most, we want the lower hanging fruits to approach. And then we need to do some consumer research or marketing research to learn about what they're doing, how they're doing, what deters them from adopting the specific behavior, what would motivate them to adopt it. And that helps us inform our implementation and design of our social marketing intervention. We take into account the competition, and then we need to keep in mind to lower the cost while increasing the benefits to make this exchange worthwhile. And finally, we use the marketing mix, known as the four P's, the product, price, place, and promotion, to raise the awareness and bring about the change that we want to do. So looking at the four P's more closely, I'll start with the product. The product refers to a specific good, service, or behavior that we are trying to promote. And this is an example of the Road Crew project, and it's a limousine services that intend to get people safely home after partying at the bar or the nightclub. So I guess this is a service product. Going on to price pertains to the monetary and non-monetary cost for adopting the behavior we would like to promote and as it's perceived by our target audiences. This example is a drive-through flu shot clinic. So it sort of overcome two barriers, the price barriers, and this was done in gas stations for free, so people didn't have to pay the monetary price for it, and then also they utilized the time waiting at the pump. Place is where and when the target audience will perform the desired behavior, acquire any related tangible object, or receive the associate service. This is an example of Snack Strong bikes that provide healthy snacks in food deserts. So pretty much the place would be like the backyard. And finally, the promotion. The promotion is a combination of activities that reinforce the desirable behavior change. The activities can include skill building classes, like cooking classes. It can be commercial advertisements. It can be educational material, the use of spokesperson. And this is the place where social media can play a meaningful role in a more comprehensive social marketing intervention. The example here is taken from an HIV medication adherence project that's done in Michigan. I will now give an example of two social marketing interventions. One was done in New York City by the Department of Health addressing HIV. And other sexually transmitted diseases. The target population was several segments, African-American, Latinos, young women, and men that have sex with other men. And the product was obviously the condoms, but the behavior that we wanted to change is we wanted to reduce the risky unprotected sex. The place was pretty much everywhere. Each establishment that wanted to partner with the DOH was welcome, and that included nightclubs, health clubs, tattoo parlors, and more and more. The strategy included ads, radio commercials, club parties, rapper contests, and of course they had some social media exposure to raise the awareness. A very different project was done in Cambodia, and the goal here was to reduce iron deficiency anemia, and the target population were children and mothers. The product was this simple little fish made of iron. Why fish? Because fish means luck, symbolized luck in Cambodia, so they use this thing and will increase the likelihood of using it. The price was very minimal and affordable, and it really fits the daily activities of the family. So all they need to do is just use the fish while they're cooking, and that was it. So 50% decrease of iron deficiency rates were seen after 9 months. I'm on my last one. They also use social media venues, but definitely not to reach their target audience. So just to summarize this comparison, social marketing is a discipline. It's an approach utilizing commercial marketing techniques, and social media is a communication channel. Social marketing is focused on behavioral change, while social media focus on keeping the conversation going and raising the exposure. Social marketing incorporates the 8 social marketing elements that we just reviewed, and social media can be mainly the promotional piece of such a greater social marketing intervention. And finally, social marketing addresses segments of populations, while social media just want to go viral and reach as many people as they can.